Only economic collapse can stop U.S. warmongering. By Antonius J. Patrick. Can there be a silver lining from a U.S. Treasury report that the national debt has grown in just 2 months from $37 trillion to $38 trillion and that interest on the debt is running at $1 trillion a year, making it the fastest growing category in the federal budget? Economically, unless one is part of the Trump administration or is one of the president's sycophants in the financial press, few believe that there will be a good outcome for American society from the current profligate level of federal spending. This, of course, does not take into account the staggering amount of private debt that has been accumulated in student loans, credit cards, and car loans by Americans. Despite the incomprehensible amount of U.S. debt, the Trump administration continues its out-of-control spending. Just recently, it has provided Argentina with a $20 billion swap line bailout to support the peso, which its libertarian President Javier Milei was supposed to stabilize with his much talked about but never implemented chainsaw cuts to spending. There are also reports that Trump is considering a forgiveness of student loans, as did Joe Biden. U.S. spending will increase further as it is preparing for an armed conflict with Venezuela and a re-engagement of the Iran-Israel war, where America provided intelligence and missile interception protection for the Israelis in June. While a massive collapse of the U.S. economy is a near mathematical certainty at some point, there are negative economic effects in the meantime. Debts of this magnitude have to be financed through inflation money printing. Since tax revenues cannot cover the cost of spending, the government has to engage in borrowing by issuing bonds which are then bought by the Federal Reserve. The Fed does this by simply printing money out of thin air, now done by the stroke of a computer key. The new money eventually finds its way into the economy, pushing up prices. This monetary arrangement, known as debt monetization, can only go on for so long before a crisis occurs, which is what took place in 2008 when the subprime mortgage market blew up, igniting the global financial crisis GFC. The panic in the subprime market was the result of the Fed's easy monetary policy of the early and mid-2000s, which kept interest rates artificially low, generating a bubble in the housing market. This time, the most likely and far more dangerous flashpoint will be a sovereign debt crisis, which will end the dollar's role as the world's reserve currency. The indication that such a scenario may not be far off is the extraordinary rise in gold and silver prices and the record pace that central banks are buying gold. A removal of America's privileged status as holder of the world's reserve currency will have devastating effects on the economy. It could make the GFC look like a financial hiccup. The United States has been able to maintain its standard of living not through its industrial and manufacturing capacity, which has been on the decline over the last decades, but from the dollar's dominance. While a dollar collapse would plunge the American economy into a hyperinflationary depression, it would also have ramifications on the nation's foreign policy. Up until now, the United States has been able to wage war, interfere in the internal affairs of foreign nations, and conduct covert regime change operations around the world because it has had the means, wealth to do so. A collapse in the economy, similar to what happened to the British Empire after World War II, would mean that the United States would simply have to abandon its position as sole superpower. Whether a nation has the wherewithal or not, foreign policy, as well as domestic affairs, are ultimately based on ideology. American foreign policy in its early years was largely non-interventionist and based on an anti-statist mentality. This collective mindset was abandoned by the time of the Spanish-American War and, after the fall of the Soviet Union, the nation's foreign affairs have been conducted in line with the Wolfowitz doctrine of not allowing any challenge to its hegemony. Paul Craig Roberts explained in an October 26 article. This doctrine, allied with money interests, is the basis for Washington's hostility toward Russia. The Wolfowitz doctrine and the profits of war are the obstacles to ending the root cause of the conflict. The principle behind the countless interventions is based on the idea of power, which America has the means to bring, in many cases, to its murderous fruition. There is no indication that the forces that conduct foreign policy will readopt the ideology of the founders of the nation, who spoke of peaceful coexistence, trade, and abstaining from entangling alliances. While America will not likely face a catastrophic military defeat, the only event that will end its status as world hegemon will be an economic collapse. The incredible societal misery that will ensue from the default on the mountainous level of national debt will be retribution, in part, for the decades of death and destruction that the U.S. government has inflicted on the peoples of planet Earth.